Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Hey, you know what I think now is the time. So get the hell on it. Yeah? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his home maintenance corner. Cacao?
Okay. I rent, so I do very little home maintenance. My landlords are elderly and unhelpful. And when we frequently have issues like clogged sinks, when they come for the day and they eat in the yard and it's a whole thing.
Okay.
So I
thought the tips corner was for other people's needs and concerns, but thank you.
Look, in 2022, I vowed to look out for number one a little more. And I think I've been giving it out for free to so many people.
Yep.
And I think this is the year that I buy a house.
It's the year of the Craig's house. Copy. Look out, it's James Heaney. Jackie, Carl, Jim, how would you fare as a forensics specialist?
Oh, I'd be really good.
Because?
Attention to detail.
Uh-huh.
Attention to detail. Now, I imagine forensics expert would be like you go to a crime scene and you look for things that most people wouldn't notice. Now, if that's not forensics, then I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just held up a number of fingers. How many were there?
It was three.
Okay, just checking three. Your attention.
I mean, I am constantly paying attention. I can't hold it very long.
Nope. Yeah, you gotta lay off the pipe. And now please welcome back Gary Anthony Williams, Doc W.
I hate to say this, but you did the right thing inviting me back. You seriously, like this is one of those times in your life where you can look at yourself and go, KP.
I got it right.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah. It's not often.
No, this is it, buddy.
I'm batting about 128. What field of medicine would you most like to practice?
Hair medicine.
Sure.
not for like hair loss, but like sometimes what's his name? Michael Caine. I hate looking at Michael Caine's hair.
Yeah.
I hate it. I can almost not watch him act because I hate the look of his hair.
Yeah.
So if I could get in there and like medicinize his hair.
Sure.
Do something to it that's going to change it, that's going to make it more, I don't know, some people would say visually pleasing, then that's what I would do. Medically, I would like to do that for people like him. So, because it makes me want to vomit looking at it.
I understand. It's vomit.
And I haven't thrown up since I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, no, it's painful as you get older. Two words will help you do pretty good Michael Caine impersonation. You ready?
Yep.
My cocaine.
Cocaine. My cocaine. My cocaine.
Okay.
My cocaine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And last but no bunt cake cock ring for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Tiny Prancer, what will you replace Dancing with the Stars with?
Oh my God, finally. You know how long I've been waiting to become a studio head? To actually have like the authority to tell like what is our lineup going to be? You know what I'm saying? Because I look at how long has Dancing with the Stars been going on? 60 plus years? Mm-hmm. 120 years?
That's right.
I don't know. No one really knows because it just keeps going.
Right.
And here's the big thing. Everyone's going to say, this is an institution. It gives alleged felons an opportunity to kind of come back into the public eye.
That's right.
Spin doctor it, right? And then maybe that we're not going to get convicted. So that's what I'm going to keep that, right? I'm going to keep bringing in alleged felons, right? Yeah. Except I'm going to do it just like Running Man. I'm actually going to bring in the film Running Man into what this is. All right. So And I know the 80s version people. All right. I'm talking Schwarzenegger. All right. I'm talking getting that little pipe and get shot down. And then you end up in some kind of dumpster. And like, you know, it's all fucked up. We're going to do that. Like, go get Carol Baskins. We'll put her in a tube. We'll shoot her down. Uh-huh. Oh, but what about the dancers? What about the opportunity to showcase dancers? Right. I agree. I'm not saying the arts need to thrive, people. Right. Right? I'm not a violent guy. Right. I believe in the arts. I want to put so much of the funding. Right. For the Running Man, we're going to put into public schools, right? And also, we're going to be able to give this like people who are dancing an opportunity to be showcased.
Showcase themselves.
Because it's like, we're not going to have commercials. I'm not going to have those breaks. That's something else as a studio head. Yeah. That's something I want to spearhead. No more commercials. If you want corporate money.
And I'm the one that has to lay off the pipe.
I have good news for Joey. When you become a studio head, which is tomorrow, you will actually be able to check the numbers and know exactly how many seasons of the show have taken place.
Is that true?
Yeah. You seem a little confused about the number of seasons.
120.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Also, when you said some kind of basket, it made me think of what that would sound like coming out of a baseball announcer's voice. Some kind of basket.
I like how Joey's just waiting to become a studio head. He hasn't done anything to get himself there. Just been waiting.
Just waiting for the call. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. You know, one of the best things about becoming a patron supporter of the show? You get special content made directly for you, specifically, exclusively for you. And you've done a good thing. You know, James needs lunch every day, apparently.
Every day.
You can provide that. You can get him out of the cage. You know the commercials with the dogs in the cage? Same thing with James. Or write to us at our email, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes to patron VIP. Chris P., who wrote Hi, Kev. Then, I recently watched the movie Hostage for the first time. Sidebar, I have second billing to Bruce Willis in this movie. My character is knocked unconscious for 91% of the film. I didn't enjoy it, but it did prompt me to make a scene suggestion. A man who can't decide whether he's severely injured or perfectly fine. Thanks again and again, Chris P.
Dr. Fallujah. Dr. Fallujah?
Yes, sir.
You have two patients in the waiting room right now. One of them refuses to see you.
Right.
The other wants to see you immediately, but he'd rather you didn't look him in the eyes.
Which one would you like to meet?
I would like for you, Dr. Fallujah, if I may, as your doctor's assistant.
Yes.
I'd like to see you to see the guy who refuses to see you.
Yeah. Show him a little something.
All right. But should I go get him now, Dr. Fallujah?
Now or now?
That's the same thing.
Well, you've already given me your insurance information. So you're in the system. So I just
want to make sure here. I'm in the system.
You are in the system.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take me out of the system?
Mr. Hammercock, I'm not going to be able to do that. All right. You're in the system. All right.
So it's registered as someone. It's Hamerkic.
Okay.
It's a Bosnian name.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. Okay, Mr. Hammercock. Okay.
I can understand sarcasm.
Sir, look, you came into the office today to see the doctor.
Dr. Fallujah, yes.
Thank you. Raul, can you give me your please? Did you let the doctor know that the gentleman is here?
Thank you, Miriam. Yes, I did. Let the doctor know that Mr. Hammer.
Hammercock. Or Hamerkic.
Hamerkic. I let the doctor know that he's here.
Can you also just let this has been happening a lot. People are coming in, they're signing in, they're right. giving me their health insurance.
And you think this is something that the doctor should take his time on? Because if you do, I will go explain this to him as well.
Well, Raul, these are his patients, so I'm not sure what's going on with the marketing or what's going on with the flyering or how we're getting these damn patients. But
I don't want to be in the system because then you can upload my consciousness, okay?
Sir, Mr. Hammercock, we've been through this, all right?
Hammercock.
Thank you. Thank you. That the uploading of your consciousness is only temporary, all right?
You're going to upload my consciousness.
Just for it. Most of our medical files are being transferred to Meta. Is that a witch? A ghost? What is that?
I'm sorry. In the ghost waiting room, there's three ghosts in the ghost waiting room right now. I'll try to go get them quiet while you deal with Mr. Hamerkic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's not going to be an issue. If you'd just like to wait over there.
Oh, in the ghost waiting room because you're going to kill me here?
Sir, we're not going to kill you, all right? No one's going to die.
You can really promise no one's going to die.
I can promise that.
Excuse me, I have an appointment.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm sick, which is why I'm here. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Okay. The MAME, if you could check, please, my appointment. MAME? What did I say?
James, before you go to the doctor, let me just explain one thing to you.
Yeah.
The N and the M letters. I know you like to just throw them around however you so. Your name's not James. It's James.
No, I don't.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I said, no, I don't.
You said, no, I don't today. Yesterday, you said, mo, I don't. Those letters interchangeably.
They're so similar.
Look, you're severely injured. Clear. You go to that doctor and you tell him your name. And you get in there and let Dr. Fallujah take care of you.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Now, I would do it myself, but I have smoothies to make. I take you, but I have smoothies to make.
Do you?
No. Damn it, you nail me to the wall every time. I just don't want to take you, James.
All right, so it's on the record, and thank you.
You're welcome. And also, it's been uploaded to the cloud, so...
I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't need the bottom half of my body's gonna be fine. It'll grow back. Please just hoist me up and let me out of this room.
You're going to the doctor.
I don't want to. I'm fine.
Look, I will hoist you. You and I signed a hoisting agreement years ago, but you're going to, after the hoisting, you're going to the doctor.
I don't need it. The legs will grow back. The legs will grow back. Haven't you seen Discovery Channel?
You watched too many reptile things on Discovery Channel. Yes, in the reptile world, if the tails are moved at the right time, it grows back. Yes, you call yourself Lenny the Lizard, but you're not part lizard, Lenny.
I come from a long line of lizard people. Okay. Right?
Huh? Okay, move the towel. Let me see if your legs are growing.
Okay, here, look.
Holy shit.
They're little nubbins
baby legs right now. But they're growing back. No, they're growing back.
They're growing back. You're right, dear.
All right. Welcome to, day one of Dancing with the Stars. You are going to be teamed up with celebrity dancers. But keep in mind, as the professionals, I really need to make sure everyone's on board. with the right steps. So we have a new dancer with us today who's just been through a very special quick program. It's a little bit shorter than I think we were all anticipating, but there must be a reason. Tell us your name and what dance you'll be showing us today.
My name's Greg. I imagine within the next couple of weeks I'll be full height again. Okay. I'm a lizard man. And my baby legs are still growing in.
But you can dance.
Oh, I can do several dances. Right now, the Charleston's tough for me because of my knees.
Sure.
But I could do, you know, general square dancing.
What was that? You said Greg in front of everybody? You told me Larry in the waiting room? Who are you?
I don't want people to know who I am.
Oh, is that what's going on? So you don't even care about us? Did you bring me here just to make fun of me?
No way. No way.
I'm sorry. Were you just talking to Lenny?
Uh-oh. Lenny?
Yes. Did you just call him Larry?
That's what he told me his name was. He told me his name was Larry, and then he said his name was Greg in front of everyone else.
Listen, okay. My name is really Greg, but Lenny and Larry, those both go really well with Lizard. And if I want to get a good, like, this is my chance to be seen. What do you think, Lenny or Larry?
Look, Greg the Iguana, like that goes, that's some alliteration for you. Iguana Greg, that's alliteration. You don't have to lie to us about your name, Greg.
I'm finding
myself.
Be who
you are.
I'm finding myself.
Simone, we have an ensemble of perfectly capable dancers. They've done all 60 seasons of Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
What is this, a sweeps week thing that you're getting a lizard man on here?
Okay, busted. Yes.
Okay. Well, I thought so, but he can't even learn rudimentary dance steps. We all have training.
Right, which is why he's going to be out week one. Let's not worry about it. In the meantime, we've got ourselves a genuine freak.
Well, which celebrity are you pairing him with?
Probably, who's the guy in the Cobra Kai?
Dan Adut, comedian, stand-up comedian Dan Adut. Is that him?
Oh, man, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
You think you're scraping barrel bottom with that? Hold on, let me just get him on speakerphone for you.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm
pardon
so
me.
Sorry.
Siri, call Dan a dude.
Calling Dan my dude.
No, Siri, listen up. Siri.
No, I think Siri's calling her own boyfriend.
Shit.
Yo, this is Dan dude. What's up?
No, I'm sorry. I was telling Siri to call Dan. Do you know that? Do you have Dan Adut's number, Dan Dude?
Dan Adut?
Yeah, Ahdoot. He's a fabulous stand-up comedian who's apparently going to be on.
I could patch you through. I could patch you through.
Look, we had Sean Spicer, so yes, Dan Adut is not going to be the worst person that we've ever had on the show. All right, but you paired Dan Adut with.
Hello, this is Jan Amoon.
That is scene one. Scene one, ladies and Jews, will not get better.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Scene two comes from listener Sarah Gould, who wrote, that's right, listener. Not patron supporter. Listeners are getting in their emails. Yep, yep. And Sarah Gould wrote, thank you all for the fun laugh. I just adore listening to you goofballs. Every time Kevin says all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails, I imagine you hacking into the email accounts of your listeners just to get inspiration for scenes. Busted. I laugh every time. That's my suggestion, by the way. Hacking into emails of strangers in an attempt to find inspiration. Thanks. You're all the best. P.S. James. Read a review that I forgot I posted and it made my read. James read a review that I forgot I posted and it made my entire day. Thank you, Sarah. Go.
Hi. So, you know, listen, we may be in the second grade, but if we're not hacking into people's stuff, I feel like we're going to be held back. We're going to have to do second grade again. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, Michael.
Right.
I don't think you're crazy.
But I'm...
No, that was it. I just go up at the end sometimes of my sentences sometimes. But I don't think you're crazy.
Okay, everyone take your tablets out. All right. Get your tablets out. Jesus. All right. Today, hello, everybody. Hello.
Mr. Grace, I just broke into the Pentagon's mainframe.
You did what?
I broke into the Pentagon's mainframe, like you asked.
Okay, Hunter, let me see. Very good.
I'm in, right?
Very, very good. Secure that.
Thank you, Mr. Grace.
Let me just see this here. Access code PIN 4929. Very good. Okay, does everyone see what Hunter's doing here?
I do, Mr. Grace. I do, but Michael said that we were trying to make sure that people get fun laughs today, and I don't think getting into the Pentagon is going to make people have fun laughs, and if that's what we're here to do to break in the Pentagon. I'd rather go back to first grade.
Oh, Lewis. Oh, is Mike, Lewis, Mike, you two were talking about having fun?
Yeah.
Having
Yeah, it's only second grade. Why is there so much pressure to get into the Pentagon?
Because this is what the world is. All right, Michael? Sometimes you get snubbed.
Are you upset with us, or is there something going on at home?
Is something happening at home?
Nothing's happening at home, all right? I'm living at school, okay? I shower in the small children's water basin. That's my life, all right? That's how I live.
Timmy, get the rest of the janitor's equipment and meet me in the small children's bathroom real quick.
All right.
Something's going on in here, Jimmy. Here. Hold on. Let me flick the light on.
My eyes.
Look in the water basin over there, Jimmy.
I see it. It's pretty dirty.
Yeah. Does it look like someone's been showering in there to you, Jimmy? Or is it me? Or does it look like this? Is it me?
Let me just take a taste here. Well, it's not bleach. It's definitely not bleach.
Right?
It tastes like herbal essence.
Right,
I think
exactly.
Somebody's been showering in here.
Right. And then my question is, they didn't want to take a bath in it. They wanted to shower in it? That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
It's just a waste of water when you shower like that. Here's what
I
suggest.
Well, unless you bathe in the water that you shower off of.
Son of a gun.
At the bottom of a shower, if you plug it, you've got a bath afterwards. That's how I save water.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the average-sized children's bathroom?
No. That's two doors down, just laughing and grinning and having a party. This is a small children's
bathroom. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Hey, wait a second. Maybe he's got ears on the ground. Hey, kiddo. Hey, is he gone?
I'll go get him.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here. I'm average sized.
Hey,
kiddo, you want some more green beans?
Sure.
Okay. But what's going on at school these days? I haven't checked in a while, kiddo.
You don't know my name, do you?
What's that?
I mean...
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm in here with kiddo, hon.
Okay.
Ryan, can you hear me? I'm in your earpiece. Ryan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm tapping into kiddo's email to see if I can find his name for you.
Thank you.
Hold on just one second.
So... what is happening at school?
Look, you pretend to be interested, okay? You're barely in my life, and I'm not sure you even know my name.
Ryan, I got it.
Okay.
It's Chastain Hamirkic. Chastain Hamirkic is his name.
First of all, I don't know where this is coming from, kiddo, because...
Stop saying kiddo.
I thought you liked that name. Is there another nickname the kids use at school that I should try? What do they call you at school?
I think... You're trying to trick me into revealing my name.
No, the kids call you by a nickname. That's what
Chasty.
Happens. Chasty.
Chasty. Huh. Yeah.
Would you prefer me to call you Chasty?
Look, you're not my friend, okay? You're barely in my life.
Right.
I've never seen you until a week ago. And all of a sudden, it's what's going on in school, kiddo?
Well, you know, listen.
Hey, Chasty. Couple of the kids tonight, we're going to get together and watch old episodes of Flip Wilson. Are you interested?
Flip Wilson?
Yeah, old episodes of Flip Wilson, not the new stuff he's putting out.
Oh, I didn't even know he had some new stuff coming out. Sure.
Oh, man, Flip Wilson's got new stuff. He's the new host of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Everybody's hosted that show at some point.
You think scraping? Hold on, let me get him on the phone. Siri, call Flip Wilson.
Colin Flint Tilson.
Not Siri. Damn it.
Breaks are us. This is Flint Wilson. How can I help you?
Shoot. Siri accidentally called you. I was trying to reach Flip Wilson. Is he happening to be there getting his breaks done?
I guess I could check. I don't know everybody's name. We got a Flint Wilson?
Flip.
That's me. Hold on. What's the name of the guy?
Flip. F-L. He's on the new Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, hold on a second. We got a Flip Wilson here.
Fuck you, man.
Anyway, Derek, to answer your question, yes, I'm down for watching Flip Wilson.
Okay. Meet me tonight at my house at 8:30 sharp.
How'd you like dinner, Chestine?
It was very nice. At home, they only feed me green beans, so.
Oh, is that so? Well, you know, here we like to make sure that everyone can eat whatever they want. That's why everything is served on a bagel bite. Whatever you want, we just put it on top of a bagel bite. I put that right into the microwave. I cook it for 30 seconds. It pops right out, hot and ready, and then you have it.
I just didn't think you'd be able to get pad thai on top of a bagel bite, but you did.
You can get anything on top of a bagel bite. It's amazing.
So it's still like the size of a bagel bite.
Exactly. I take the bagel bite. I put anything anybody would want on it. I pop it into the microwave. I put it for 30 seconds and it comes out ready to serve and eat, hot and ready.
I guess I'd like to try some of that molecular gastronomy you've been working on.
Oh my gosh, of course. Now, would you like to try the tiny tiramisu or would you like to have the tartare?
And it's on a bagel bite?
It's on a bagel bite. I pop that in the microwave for 30 seconds. Comes out hot and ready.
Mom.
You pop the tartare?
Mr. President, the accounts of the government have been drained. Happened earlier this morning, and it's not looking good. We don't know who the culprit is, but they seem to have hacked the system.
You're saying the American people have no money?
I'm saying that I think PIN number may have been leaked and somebody's drained the government's accounts. Now, I don't know if we should make this public yet, because it's pretty bad.
Outside of this room, you got to stop saying the White House money is gone.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
It's the American people's money that you've lost.
I didn't know.
Someone's going to eat a big old bowl of shit on this one. All right, Tim? And it ain't going to be me.
So, Mr. Grace, you should be seeing it in your bank account in about 48 hours. Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what was that, Hunter?
Sorry. You should have $2.8 trillion in your bank account by Wednesday.
Good, 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 Hunter. Does everyone see this? Does everyone see what Hunter's doing? Okay.
I mean, we don't know how he did it. We don't know how he did it.
And plus, we're still trying to make people have fun laugh.
Well, Louis, the reason that's happening is because you're not paying attention. Okay? You're not paying attention. I drank gasoline this morning for breakfast. Okay? I went out back. I went to the rec area. All right? And I pulled out the gas line.
Excuse me, Mr. Grace, I gave myself a couple drips. Gasoline now is more expensive than any other breakfast item you can make unless you put tartar on a bagel bite. So my question is this. How can you afford gasoline if you can't even afford tartar on the bagel bite?
Great question. Maybe because in 2 days' time, I will be the richest country in the world? Is that weird to say?
You seem to have a lot of hostilities still. How did you and why did you become a teacher?
What great question. Oh, look, it's question day. Everyone's got question. It's question day.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock news. We have a guest here with us tonight, Mr. Franklin Grace. Now, Mr. Grace, they say no man is an island, but apparently you are now a country and you're quickly becoming one of the richest countries in the world. There are questions that need to be asked and answers that need to follow those questions.
My God, can we get a new host?
You know what?
So long, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know, I'm going to buy this network and I'm actually going to hire somebody else to come in here.
Double dog dare you to do that.
Mr. Grace, the transaction is complete. You've bought the network.
Oh, goody. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Why don't we get, let's get Bruce Campbell in here to do this.
Click. Mr. President, I think that's the man. That man on TV, right there, is the one that stole our money from the White House.
Yeah, Tim, and what are we going to do about this?
I think we should do, you know, like...
Because thank you, Captain Observation. What I need are answers and solutions.
I don't know. Maybe we do like a SEAL team or something.
Maybe we do like a SEAL
team. You're the president, not me. Get that guy.
How the fuck is that a solution?
Well, Secretary Husker, thank you for calling Bank of America. It's going to have to go through a couple authentication protocols before we can make sure that this is actually you, and of course get everything.
Hey, do I cash checks in this line,
sir? Sir, you first. Here's what you do: if you wait behind me, cause I'm after the dude in front of you.
Just asking a question.
I'm just giving an answer.
Put your mask on.
I'll
tell you what, as soon as you go up to the teller and give them your information, they're going to upload your consciousness and you're going to be in the system.
That's not true. Buzz Lightyear, look, it's covering my chin.
Yeah, that's not where your fucking mouth or nose is, okay?
Wow. Someone woke up on the wrong side of no coffee.
Put a dollar in the curse jar.
So is this the line for cashing a check?
They're all lines for cashing checks. All of these lines, you can cash a check. Okay, line.
All right. I know you bought the bank.
In the fucking machine. Go to the fucking machine.
Curse jar.
I'm going to get some $50 today. Senator Husker, can you please authenticate, please? Okay.
All right. Ask me any question. All right.
Your security question.
Uh-huh.
How many cats did you have when you were a kid?
Oh, my God. When I was a kid? Well, there was a variation because I didn't have them all at one time. I gathered them. So does it say when I wrote down the number?
Just says, how many cats did you have as a kid?
I guess cumulatively, I'd say 11.
11.
Never at once, though.
Peggy? Hey, Peggy. Come to the back door, baby. Look at that little Husker boys out there gathering cats again in our backyard. Look at him.
Come here. Here, kitty.
Baby, I have a good mind to throw a rock at that child. Now, I've never thrown a rock at a child before, but I have a good mind to throw a rock at him.
Now, you stay out of that boy's hair, Ted. Come on.
I'm not messing with his hair, baby, but he's out there gathering cats, and all those couldn't belong to him.
Okay, you think he's going to be a serial killer or something because he's hoarding cats?
I don't know what he's going to be, but what he can't be is a respectable member of society doing such a thing.
He could grow up to be the Secretary of Defense.
If he does, I would literally eat my left foot.
Well, Ted, we made that bet 30 years ago. You got to do it.
Honey, I'm halfway through my Achilles tendon right now.
Okay. And it's on a bagel bite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how. She popped it in 30 seconds or so. I didn't see the time. And
I'm sorry, Senator. That's not correct. 11's not correct.
It's not. Is it more or less? Because how many guesses do I get?
You have, well, one more guess and it's going to lock you out. I can go to another question.
Oh, no. Oh, a different question?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell me if it was more or less than 11?
I don't know.
Okay. Next question.
Okay, great. What was the name of the high school you sat on? What?
Sat on?
I don't understand. You wrote this question. I don't understand.
Oh, I wrote the question.
Baby, come to the front, dude. Come to the front. What is it, Ted? Look, you were right about me throwing rocks at him. But look across the street, across the park, look on top of the school. It's that damn Husker boy.
He's sitting on the school.
With a crap load of cats in his hand.
He's sitting on Millard Fillmore High.
May I throw a rock at him this time?
Okay, yes. Yes, he's bad. He's badness itself, Ted.
Bring me the rock bucket, baby.
Okay, the average size rock bucket or the small rock?
The average.
It might be a spelling thing. I don't know how to spell Millard.
No, it's Millard.
Tell me what that spelling is, Secretary. M-I-L-M? It's N. N and M, you're mixing up.
How do you know? You weren't even there. Just put it in M-I-L-M-A-N, Millman. What? You gotta help me out here. I'm gonna be in big trouble, okay?
Secretary, I wish I could. I don't have this access. You need to give me that access. I'll try Millman.
Maybe
M-I-L-M-A-N.
Actually, can you pull up Google Maps?
Sir, I don't have internet outside of our own system.
Oh, please.
We got in trouble.
This is an American problem here, not just me. You're helping out America. I'm
not allowed to Google. It's because I was looking at people eating themselves. So really? I got in trouble. So I'm going to look up here. So I'm going to just give one more question. And then if that doesn't work, I don't know.
No, that's fine. I'm sure I'll know this one.
Okay. In 1847, there was a ship that left the Port Royal in Jamaica.
I wasn't even alive.
That is scene two. Scene two. Oh, no. We will not drill any further down.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Scene three comes from patron Akamaniac, Dougie. Oh, we all love Dougie. Who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist. Kevin, it's great to have you back. Top shelf is yours." Scene suggestion, Stone Mason petitions to become a Freemason. Sincerely, Cranberry Muskrat.
Welcome to the members of the Masonic Society.
Hup, hup.
Hooray.
Hooray. Hooray, hooray. There's some action on the books today that need to be taken care of before we can go out and do our Masonic work. I understand there's a young fella here who has a petition. He wants to make a change of some sort. Could we get this out of the way so we can go out and do our Masonic work?
Up, up.
Hooray. Hooray.
Bring forward the yeoman.
Where is he? Where is he?
Whippersnapper, look for
him. Damn it, where is he? I literally...
I'm sorry, I'm late.
How young are you?
I'm 17.
Let me see those hands. Oh, he does have the hands of a stonemason, even at such a young age. Young man, what is it? We have to get out and do our very important Masonic work.
Well, I'm turning 18, and I'll be able to have an official job and be my own man tomorrow. And uh-huh. I'd like to go one step further than stonemason, and I'd like to be a Freemason.
This meeting's adjourned. Meeting's adjourned.
Get him out of here. Very definition of a whippersnapper.
How'd it go?
They laughed me out.
What?
Maybe I gotta wait until I'm actually an adult.
Screw that, man. I'm sick of all these goddamn secret societies telling us we can't join the Illuminati or not. We're not a Freemason. I
can't be a skull and crossbones.
I see.
I hear you.
What are you two boys in there giggling about?
We're not giggling, Mom.
It sounded like a giggle to me. If you're going to giggle, you open the door. If you're going to chortle, you leave it closed.
We're not going to laugh, I promise.
Very good. Carry on.
What is up with your mom and laughing? What the fuck?
I don't know. That we hadn't had a lot of laughter in our house growing up.
Maybe that's it. Maybe our secret society should be about laughing.
Oh, wait. All those guys laughed me out of there. Maybe the secret society has a little to do with humor.
Yeah, yeah. What if our secret society is so secret we invite people to watch us do something funny? Is that
I don't know. I'm afraid that we'll end up in an improv show, and that's something I've been trying to avoid.
No, that's why I
got into stonework.
Of course, we want to be successful. We want to have like stability. So let's see. All right, I got an idea. There's actually this old abandoned building right by Briar's Bridge that I think that we can like put some stones up there, make it look nice.
Wait a second. Isn't that place haunted?
Allegedly. They said in the 1950s, a whole bunch of school kids went out there and they were caught up in a satanic ritual. Two of them were sacrificed by the Dark Lord themselves. I say themselves because I am Legion, if we're all familiar with the Gospel of Mark.
Uh-huh.
Satan actually was expunged from a human being and thrown into 1,000 pigs that ran off a cliff.
That makes sense. So as long as we don't do any satanic rituals, we'll be fine?
I guess.
Whoa. Where are you boys going? Briar's Bridge is out.
Yeah, we know, old guy. We're just going to go check out some shit.
My name is Julius.
Julius? All right, hey.
I don't like to be called old guy.
Okay. Why are you pinching your nipples?
Well, it's how I tell how cold it is, and it's a cold night, as you can see.
All right, we're going to cut right now to the... First of all, that was an amazing game. You were right about that, Jackson, and the sports. Let's cut to the weather right now. Julius, what do we expect in the way of temperatures this day?
Well, it's going to be, about -3 Celsius, that is.
Yeah, Julius, thanks for coming in. Listen, the weather has changed once again, and... I'm reminded of something I try to forget every year after year, and that is your technique. Sometimes it's spectacular. It sets the world on fire.
It's my patented nipple pinching technique.
Yeah. It's just, we live in a different life and society, and you're familiar with the term woke?
Yes, I woke at 6 a.m.
Wow, Julius, that's a crazy story about losing your job.
Well, this is before your time, but if you had watched the local news in the 80s, you would have seen quite a bit of me.
I remember my dad saying that they would go up to you like in February or March to see if your nipples would pop in or out to see if there was going to be a longer winter or not.
Yeah.
Is it true you could cut glass?
Well, on a cold day, I could cut glass with my nipples, yes.
It's true. If you tell a lie, your nipples grow longer.
That's everybody.
Any rumor you've heard about my nipples is true. But look, this isn't about me. I was just here to tell you that the bridge is out, and I wanted to see what you boys were up to tonight.
Don't tell him.
Julius, sorry, buddy.
Oh,
dear God. I don't mean to populate this, but you're hanging around the bridge again.
Well, people need to know when Briar's Bridge is out.
Julius, look, we at the sheriff's department, we put up signs. They know, okay? Look, I hate to do this, but I got to take you to the edge of town.
Oh, no.
Hold on just a second. Officer Terramy, may I speak to you on the side, please?
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to let that guy in the cop car again. Last time he used his nipples to cut the back windows out of the damn thing.
Of course we're not going to let him in the back of the cop car. Are you kidding me?
Then how the hell are we going to get him to the edge of town then? What's your plan?
Well, you know what my plan is? We're going to duct tape the nipples, and then we're going to roll them down, okay?
All right, let's get to it then.
Don't take me to the edge of town. There's a darkness there.
Julius, just hold on. I just got to duct tape your nipples.
Just let him, Julius, just let it happen. Let it happen. Julius. The sooner you let it happen, the
better. Okay. Start rolling.
They're rolling and push.
I feel all five senses through my nipples.
And push.
This is, I eat through my nipples.
Julius, please. Understand that we're not doing this to be... We're not doing this to be mean to you, Julius.
It's breathe through my nipples. Oh, you're crap. Killing me.
Okay, we'll take it off. We'll take the tape off. Sorry about that, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah, bleed out. Bleed out, you pigs.
That's a pretty scary story, Julius.
Yeah. I slashed their throats with my nipples. It was a cold day, after all.
Oh.
Anyway, I've got stories. But what brings you to the edge of town?
Well, we were actually going to that building that's... why don't you tell them? Because I honestly don't... I'm not as sure about it as you are.
You're not sure what you were going to do?
Well, I guess there's a building back there.
Julius, I don't give a shit how big you are on TV, okay? Just talk to me. You don't talk to me anymore.
I was on Dancing with the Stars. Well, I was out week one because I was paired off with a lizard man, but I was big enough at that time, yes.
I know, Julius. I was with you from the bottom up, and now you're just a big guy on campus and you don't want to talk to me. I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
That's not true. That's not true.
Don't slam the door with your nipple. Oh, my God.
That's how I slam things, Miranda.
Okay. Look, I'll split everything with you. You actually have the house, all right?
I don't want the house. Like, I just want you. Let's make love like we used to.
I don't love you. I don't love you anymore.
You don't have to.
That is our show. Oh, my. That's as woke as we get. I was just afraid of what Joey was going to create next for your nipples to do. Let's thank Oliver Ackermann, shall we? In this order, Gary Anthony Williams, thank you so damn much for being here.
Thank you, sweet friends. Such a pleasure. Such an American pleasure.
Happy damn New Year.
Thank you, friend.
All right. Anything you want to guide folks towards, by the way?
Yes. I have just cured COVID. So within the next, it should be week and a half, definitely before January 30.
Okay.
You can get out and see it all.
Oh, do lovely. It all. Thank you for that.
I won't be anywhere that I know of until the end of the year when I'll be at the Kennedy Center with my group, the Black Version. So until then, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, just congrats on that.
Sit back and get rich, man.
Yeah.
Just going to wait on it. Yeah.
Let me know how we all might join in that fun. James Heaney.
Oh, gosh. It's been so much fun. Maybe check out Gamefront. We've got tons of videos. It's a lot of fun there. Gamefront on YouTube.
Now more than ever. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much.
Oh, so much fun. I do want to let Dana Dute know that I am I'm a big fan. I do know him. And he deserves to be on Dancing with the Stars as much as anyone does.
Right. Yeah, that was just improv.
Well, that was in character.
That's right.
It would not be scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Just where your thoughts came forward through another person's personality. Joey Greer.
I just, Julius. Oh, man. Yeah. I can't get enough.
No, no. Julius has got to come back. Julius may be a new fan favorite.
I do.
He sounds a lot like Marvin, I'll tell you that much.
A little bit. I mean, the same family. They might be the same family. I do want to just make a public announcement from us to anyone who's listening.
Yes.
And I've been hearing a lot of people say that there are too many condom ads.
In our feed, in our show.
Yeah, when you listen to it, I just want to apologize.
Oh, I'm going to go the other way. You're welcome.
Can you have too many condom ads?
Thank you, Gary.
Apparently so.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. I mean,
those of you who are writing in, I'm reading them too, your emails and messages. You seem very upset. You know, my heart goes out to you, and I know I'm speaking in the face, I'm biting the hand, as it were. There's a fast forward option on every telephone when you're listening to a podcast. No matter how you're listening to a podcast, just pop it. It's like 10 seconds. Boom, you're forward. Boom, you're forward. Give it a try. Let us know how that works out. And thank you, Joey.
No, thank you.
Okay. Let's give thanks to Doug Boehm, our producer and engineer to the stars. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host, thanking all of you for joining us each and every damn time. And thank you for telling everyone. James, did you have a review you wanted to
do? I don't have anything pulled up.
So all right, maybe next show. Until next time.
How can be this? Yes.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.